This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hi there, Ian. Great to have you. Sorry, we still got teething problems. We're holding this together in an amazing way because I'm broadcasting from my dining room table. Tambo's in studio. Senna's in her home. And somehow it's all working pretty well. So amazing what technology doing these days.
Yeah,
talking about that.
I do love that.
Well, there you go. So we had to let it happen. Exactly. Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za, the one internet site in the world that actually makes tech intelligible. What is going on with this undersea cable? And is it a problem for us? And what's happening with the repair?
Yeah, it's a huge problem. So this is very much like the situation earlier in the year where we had those two cable breaks off the west coast of Africa, WAX and SAT-3. WAX and SAT-3 are both down again. SAT-3 went down earlier in the month. Nobody really noticed because it's we don't depend on SAT-3 nearly as much anymore. But WAX is an incredibly important cable for South Africa's internet. When it goes down, major ISPs home ISPs that serve home users will experience performance degradation, and it couldn't have come at a worse time when everybody is at home and reliant on their home connections and trying to, you know, work from home and stuff. It's a huge issue. It affects us all in some way or another. But some good news is that firstly, the SAT-3 cable repair ship is already on site and busy effecting repairs. It should be finished by the 2nd of April. The WAX repair ship left basically immediately from continental Europe and is sailing towards the UK. It actually should have arrived on site this morning at 9 a.m. already. And so it's busy locating the cable. It'll start repairs, and if everything goes well, the repairs should be finished by the 4th of April, Saturday. So there's a much shorter time span to fix this than the last time it went down.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, we're talking about a bit of fiber optic in a tube at the bottom of the sea. I mean, what's going wrong?
Right. So many things can go wrong. In the case of the previous cable breaks, and probably the cable break that happened with SAT-3 now just off the coast of the Congo, is that apparently the cable gets trapped in some sort of turbulent waters in some kind of basically like a cave that gets carved out of the seabed. And then there's turbulent waters that kind of rub the cable and sort of erode the cable, and eventually the cable gets damaged to the point where it breaks. And then the cable ship has to go out, pull the cable out of the water and fix it. And so these cables are actually pretty big things, but mainly because of the shielding. Like when you look at the actual bit of the cable, the fiber optics that carries the actual data, that is incredibly small. It's almost unimpressive. The rest of the cable is all shielding and Kevlar to try and protect it. But obviously, there's always something that goes wrong. What exactly happened on the UK side? Because the cable break on WAX now is quite close to the landing station in the UK. And what exactly happened there, we don't know. And hopefully we'll be able to find out by Saturday when they start doing the repair, what exactly caused the damage.
Jan, there are two stories that I want to get to still today because they are pretty relevant to our lives here. The one is the Netflix reducing streaming bit rates and the WhatsApp messages. Won't you address those issues?
Sure thing. So Netflix reducing bitrates in South Africa is something we've seen happen all over the world, not just with Netflix, but YouTube as well, reducing the quality of the videos. Or rather, what YouTube did was it made 720p the default around the world, so default streaming lower resolutions to try and give internet service providers an easier time. So as more people are staying at home and as more people are isolating themselves socially and physically, physically, I think is the better way to put it, because now we want to socialize online, right? This is the power of the internet, is doing what we're doing right now. And this consumes quite a bit of data and quite a bit of bandwidth. And so what Netflix has done is it says, okay, they've got a business model where they sell resolution effectively. So you can either get like the cheap one, which gives you standard definition,
okay.
The normal one, which gives you high definition, and the big package, which gives you up to 4K. So they can't just strip resolution down, because then you've paid for resolution and now you're not getting it. So what they've done instead is they've lowered the bitrate of the video, which might decrease the quality a little bit, but they keep the resolution intact. So you still get full HD or 4K if you've paid for that, but at slightly lower quality. And how Netflix is achieving that, I don't know exactly. They haven't said, but, you know, they're going to be more aggressively compressing or doing something to get those bit rates down. And DStv Now and Showmax, so MultiChoice, is doing the exact same, well, not the exact same thing. They are physically lowering their resolutions in South Africa to give ISPs an easier time of it. So before I go into the WhatsApp thing, sorry, it sounded like you wanted to ask a question first.
No, all good. Carry on.
So with WhatsApp, a couple of things that's happening on the WhatsApp front. So just because we're all in lockdown doesn't mean new features can't roll out, right? So there's talk of a new feature rolling out in WhatsApp called expiring messages or disappearing messages. Folks who have used Snapchat or the Signal Messenger with its auto-deleting feature might know what that's all about. But effectively, or essentially, the idea here is that in a particular chat, either a group or with a person, you can say that messages must be automatically deleted after a certain amount of time. And so apparently the choices that WhatsApp is busy playing with is off 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, and 1 year before messages get automatically deleted. And I think the next story I wanted to talk about in WhatsApp land might make that incredibly relevant, where you can be arrested for forwarding fake coronavirus messages over WhatsApp in South Africa. There's the part of the regulations that came into effect, the National State of Disaster regulations that came into effect, made it a crime to spread fake news about COVID-19. And so there's measures in there to fine you 5,000 rand for the first infringement, or they can put you in jail. But I think usually they'd fine people as kind of like a warning shot. And then they can literally put you in jail for spreading fake news. And there's so much fake news out there about COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Please, please, please be careful about basically everything that gets just forwarded on WhatsApp about this. Whether it's a voice note or a text message or a video, please check the source of everything, because we've got a bit of a vacuum of information at the moment. This is like in terms of breaking news, this is as breaking as it gets. We don't know a lot about, we do know some stuff, but obviously this is a fast developing situation. And even the government has been slowly updating what it allows people and what it doesn't allow people to do in lockdown. And so because it's such a fluid situation, there's an incredible opportunity for people to spread falsehoods and disinformation. Misinformation, sure, and hoaxes is one thing. Disinformation is an interesting thing I've come across from a YouTuber I watch and whose not just opinion, but whose rigor I trust. And some disinformation being spread on WhatsApp about this virus that we should really guard against.
We have a question for you, Jan. Yes. How do you check the source of a video?
Right. So you have to, this is why people don't do it, is because it involves becoming a little bit of a journalist yourself. These are the kinds of skills that I've had to cultivate over the years that I've been a journalist. You have to go through every single statement that video makes and vet every single one of them against the
notes. Let's get real, man. That's not going to happen, you know?
and that is basically what I've been doing since this thing has started, is my friends and family forward me all kinds of rubbish. And I'm pretty sure I've nearly got kicked out of 3 different family groups, because my first question to everybody is, what's the source? Where'd you get this from? And I'm sure I've irritated everybody around me, but that's fine. And then literally I spend my days combing through every single statement made, because the best lie is one that is hidden in a heap of truth. And so you smuggle in one bit of disinformation, one hoax, in amidst a whole bunch of truth, and then people swallow the whole thing. It's like you know feeding a dog a pill, really. And that's the kind of things that I've been seeing, very cleverly hidden misinformation, hoaxes, and that's kind of why I'm concerned about disinformation from whichever actors that might be who wants people to.
Are you any good on electronic etiquette, Ian?
I've got worse at it.
I'll tell you where that question comes from, because I am being hit left, right, and center by people who are just so well-meaning, and I know it comes from a good place. But at the end of the day, there's a day job to read. So when you are spammed 5,000 times a day for the same video that's been sent out yesterday already, how does one say, please just take me off the group emails? How does one do that politely?
I've fortunately not landed myself in a situation like that. The thing is, I trade in information effectively. I don't mind receiving stuff a thousand times over. I just ignore it and say thank you. And if I've already dealt with myth busting something, then I literally just copy and paste what I've done elsewhere and send that to the person. And you know, if people want to be offended, because I take them on in an open group chat. The thing is, if you post something in an open group chat, it needs to be corrected in an open group chat so that everybody can see it. Otherwise, somebody in that group chat might walk away believing the thing. And even the other thing that people need to guard against, some good advice I've seen recently that I hadn't really thought about, is don't even forward something that you think is an obvious joke or an obvious hoax. Right,
because Jan, we have to leave it there because it's gone 5 o'clock. But wow, we went over time. That was interesting today. Thank you for your input.
My pleasure. I'll listen to the news next week.
Thank you, because that's it. There it is. Jan van Mielen announced it for us. It's 5 o'clock.